You're with us for the morning show as we look at how La Crosse is trying to improve its housing stock and create more housing options for veterans. But first, our winter membership drive is here. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. And in fact, it's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And that's why Cheryl Gasser is with me. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Kate.
We are here to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I am so glad to be with you, Kate. Right now is a great time to give on the first day of our member drive because we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Birchwood, and it means that they will match every dollar you give this hour.
Getting right to it, it is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support right now. It's a great opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. Yes, over 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that means that this quality, this show, these conversations are possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes the morning show possible, makes all of the others that you listen to as well. When you give, you are part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is personally important to you, and it's probably also important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So that's it. Become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. You're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. WPR is listener-supported, and that's why your participation here is so very important. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience, even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear. I always appreciate the opposite side, and I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it, but to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. It is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. Your gift of $10 or, say, $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. That's all it takes. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories. It supports the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we are committed to quality, and we know that you value everything you hear on the morning show with Kate and her team each morning. And so we hope you'll take a moment to join in this dollar-for-dollar match, which is still in effect. We have $3,000 to raise this hour, and we don't want to leave any of that money on the table. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
I want to give a shout out to Jameson in Milwaukee, who says, I love starting my mornings listening to the morning show. Gives me inspiration, information, and new perspective. Jameson, thank you. Maria in Maguanago says, I'm giving to the morning show as well. The knowledge, the preparedness of these interviews, and the cheerful, considerate, and engaging style.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Thank you, Jameson. And thank you, Kate, for all the great conversations that you bring us each weekday morning. That's why your gift right now, dear listener, is so very important, and you can make it and have it doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
And now La Crosse is working to develop more affordable housing options, especially for veterans. Aging housing stock, that's an issue for so many communities. And this pandemic crisis has compounded problems like affordability and safe housing standards. What is your community doing to improve housing options? Is there decent housing where you live? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Let's talk affordable housing, 800-642-1234. Caroline Gregerson is Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. Caroline, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. Take us into your city, if you will. What does affordable housing look like for La Crosse?
Well, it is more important than ever. We already had a housing crisis before, and it's gotten, it's just magnified how important it is that people have affordable and decent housing during the pandemic. So at one point, we knew about 50% of La Crosse's population was paying more than 30% of their income in rent. We are waiting for updated data, but anecdotally, we're working really hard to do whatever we can right now to prevent people from becoming homeless in La Crosse. And it's pretty serious.
Are there enough options for livable, safe, up-to-date building standards as you see them?
It's a challenge in La Crosse. You know, one of our issues is that we are a college town. So that means that there's always going to be high competition for housing in La Crosse, and we're a very old river town. And so quality is definitely a concern, but again, there's a high demand. There's more demand for units than there is availability right now.
You mentioned,
and it's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, you mentioned homelessness. What is that situation like now in La Crosse?
Well, I can say that what we're really proud of right now is before the pandemic started, we started a homeless prevention program because we've tried to really focus on this issue and think about it holistically. And so homeless prevention means when someone's in crisis, when they're about to be evicted, working with our agencies like Cooley Cab, Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, we started a program to give someone rental assistance before they entered homelessness. With the start of the pandemic, the county, the city, the state, we all stepped forward with additional funds. And so we have a very robust homeless prevention program that we believe is mostly working right now to keep people in their housing. But at the same time, we have a very large group of people that are experiencing homelessness right now. And we're definitely, it's really tough because shelters traditionally are those congregate settings. We did have a situation where we were very concerned about, you know, COVID outbreaks. And so we've worked creatively with motels and hotels to try to keep people safely sheltered. But I would say, you know, at any night in La Crosse, you know, there's about over 75 people still experiencing homelessness, and that number has jumped up to 120 as well.
As we go longer into this pandemic, the president had signed an executive order extending the eviction moratorium until the end of next month. But some are saying that there are loopholes around that. Are you seeing evictions continue in La Crosse?
Yeah, there are a variety of issues that present themselves that people can still get evicted. We are still seeing evictions happen due to other issues not related to paying rent. And like I said, we are just trying our best right now to do whatever we can to help people. But I think if, for example, I know of a couple situations where it was really, a tough situation happening in the home setting that wasn't related to rent. It was other issues that it's really tough. Once that person loses their housing, there's just not a lot available for them. So we are definitely still seeing evictions, but I'm proud to say again, I believe our homeless prevention program is working.
There is this, sense that if you build more affordable housing, then you have people of lower income who move into an area. But how can you turn that on its head? You need that affordable housing.
Exactly. So I think, the city of La Crosse has realized and shared with people, these people are already living in our community, living with unaffordable rent and in subpar conditions. So we did this project that we're really proud of called the Garden Terrace Project. And we heard that. Is it just going to, bring more people to your community that need help? And, it's exactly the opposite. We've been able to demonstrate that by building affordable housing and with units set aside specifically for veterans experiencing homelessness, we actually contributed to reducing the numbers of veterans experiencing homelessness, not the other way. Mm. So again, I think it's about educating the public that affordable housing also doesn't mean free rent. It means providing a range of rent availability and hopefully high quality to meet the needs of what people are making. Not everyone can make a doctor's salary in La Crosse. In fact, most don't. But if you look at what's out there in the market, it's, $1,200, $2,000 a month rent. And that just simply isn't what people can afford that make in our community.
La Crosse Community Development Administrator Caroline Gregerson is with us looking at the housing challenges, what her city is attempting to do. Do you live in a rural or urban area? What are your housing options like? 800-642-1234. Join in. We'll continue this housing conversation ahead with Caroline Gregerson here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at what La Crosse is doing to create more affordable housing. But first, let's get a check on our Wisconsin Public Radio winter member drive that is officially underway on this wintry morning. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. So glad to be here.
And our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs like the morning show.
It is certainly one of my favorite. And your gift of any amount is so very important during these member drive because it's your support that provides the largest piece of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we feel the momentum. We have a dollar for dollar match in effect now from current members, including a member in Birchwood. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 to $200. Take advantage of this match. Double your support now for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you love when you give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the morning show, you hear policymakers and politicos answer questions on a wide variety of state and national topics.
Like, for instance, on Mondays during the State Capitol Report, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the state Supreme Court, and you hear directly from lawmakers. We also have hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
We cover a lot of ground every week, and you are a part of that as a listener, as a caller, and as a contributor. So support this valuable source of information and access to all these great guests with your gift of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. And as a sustainer, you make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. Whatever you choose is the right amount. And don't forget, it will become doubled during this hour. So become a sustainer now. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Get your gift doubled. You can do it all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive supports the programs you love in style with the new WPR t-shirt. This super comfy heather gray t-shirt features Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky.
And they're depicted as constellations in the night sky. I think these are really fun.
With art in the center that represent the various state symbols, also depicted as constellations. It's a great looking t-shirt that'll get a lot of comments.
The new WPR t-shirt is only available for $10 a month today, $10 Tuesday. So ask for yours when you give now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you love. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. It is your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We sure do. At WPR, you get to choose how much to give, and a contribution of any amount whatsoever makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts, maybe the same amount you pay for Netflix or Hulu each month, or for cable.
Or coffee or tea, which, like WPR, is probably something you really look forward to, like I do. So give now, you pick the amount, you make a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have this dollar for dollar match in effect this hour from very generous members to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're about halfway there, so we are making great progress. $3,000 was the challenge goal, and we have about $1,600 left on the table.
Yeah.
So let's hear from you now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Benny and Nina, who says, turning on the radio is the first thing I do in the morning. So simply put, it's about time I gave. Thank you, Benny. Sean and Marshall says, we listen to WPR every morning and all through the day. Thank you for vital information we can count on.
And thank you so much if you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But if not, give now on this first day of the winter member drive. Get your gift doubled, and then you can listen to the morning show knowing that you help make it possible. Your gift right now, so very important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
And now we pick up our conversation on clean, warm, safe, affordable homes. Many cities grapple with declining housing stock, simply not enough affordable options for families. We're looking at how the city of La Crosse is tackling this complex issue. Were you previously homeless or had difficulty finding an apartment you could afford? Do you know someone in this situation? What are the barriers to affordable housing where you are? 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Caroline Gregerson is our guide community development administrator for the city of La Crosse. Caroline, you were talking about the Garden Terrace Apartments, which has been honored for being a really affordable place to live, for especially for veterans experiencing homelessness. Can you tell us how you have this these apartments set up?
So I'm really excited to talk about this project. It's a 50-unit apartment building in La Crosse, and out of the 50 units, 15 are set aside as permanent supportive housing for veterans. So what that means is there's a really great partnership. The La Crosse Public Housing Authority provides rental assistance, so the veterans living in those units only pay 30% of their income, and the Toma VA Medical Center provides case management to the veterans living there so that they're successful living on their own. And it's a program launched some time ago, and we were able to apply for those funds. And the rest of the units are a mix of affordable apartments with different ranges of rents that was funded through low-income housing tax credits. And the interesting thing about the project is that in La Crosse, a lot of our housing is actually in the floodplain. So this was, we brought in a lot of fill, and so it kind of sits a bit above and was a development to bring the actual building out of the floodplain. And for us, it was also a neighborhood revitalization program. Because this neighborhood, the Lower Northside Depot, doesn't receive a lot of investments due to these complications in the floodplain. The apartments are also next to a community garden that is unique in that the produce that is grown is shared with the entire community. And as part of the project, we added a greenhouse and classroom space for the community garden. So it was truly this partnership of bringing people together and asking what we need. And when we started, the project took a long time, but our January homeless point in time count in 2015 showed that we had 73 homeless veterans. And in January of 2020, we counted only 2 veterans experiencing homelessness. Now, that's not just due to this project. It's a lot about the community coming together and getting these federal resources to address it. But when I talked to the case managers, they were just able to share having these 15 units available that they know that are quality and ready to go and willing to accept veterans. Is huge in that endeavor.
We only have a couple seconds left, but does your demand for these veteran apartments exceed supply? Do you need more than 15?
We definitely need more than 15. And what our lesson was is particularly one bedroom and studios. So we're always asking for help in that regard. If anyone is willing to join us in the effort that knows of an apartment, let us know.
Caroline, thank you for joining us. Caroline Gregerson, Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. News update is next on the Ideas Network.